Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering. We've got live streaming sports, Bronc football tonight. Shane Parker will have the call of the game online at sharedmedia.com and on air at KWYO, 1410, 106.9 FM. And the halftime Powderhorn halftime show presented by my very own cohort, James Timberlake.
That's true.
That's you.
That is me. I'm known to be called James.
James, you can see him on the and hear him on the halftime show tonight. Bronc football. Boy, this will be a test for the old Bronx tonight, James.
We'll see. I mean,
I thought last weekend it was going to be a test, and we kind of just rolled over into Natrona.
That's what I mean. That's kind of the
which was fine with me.
It feels like. We'll see a test when they actually get a test.
Okay.
You know?
We'll see if that test is tonight.
I mean, they haven't been tested, it feels like, in about 2.5 years.
Yeah. So not for a while.
But James, we'll see. I mean, you're right. Could happen.
Coming to work this morning. Spectacular, James. Scenery. Mm-hmm. The moon. It was crescent. And then right next to the moon was Venus. Bright as ever. I just had to pause walking in. I was driving to work and I see it. I'm like, wow. And then when I walk in, you know, you and I park at the end of the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And so we have a little bit of time when you're walking in to take a look up at the sky and just take that in. And it was just absolutely gorgeous this morning. So do it tomorrow. Do it this weekend because it's going to be a beautiful sunny weekend. Get outside. Enjoy.
Absolutely.
Okay. On the date book today, James, Friday. 1881, President James Garfield died of wounds inflicted by an assassin more than 2 months earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
Died of, like, sepsis.
Yeah. 1970, I remember this show well. The Mary Tyler Moore Show debuted on CBS on this date. I used to watch Mary Tyler Moore. The first smiley face emoji was posted online on this date in 1982. This first smiley face. 2016, earliest known fish hooks, 23,000 years old, were discovered in Okinawa Island, Japan, on this date.
And honestly, we're still using hooks.
And we're still using hooks.
Yeah, haven't really evolved much past that.
No, we have not. Talk like a pirate day. I never figured that one out.
Yarr, matey.
Very good.
There you go.
How about meow like a pirate day?
What does that mean?
I have no idea, James. It's okay. Just meow like a pirate.
I'll stick with my
yarr. Stick with your talk?
Yeah. Okay. Yarr, matey.
Very good. Butterscotch pudding day.
Okay.
Not so much.
I've probably had it, but I think it's probably forgettable for
me. Yeah, it is. Woman Road Warrior Day.
Sure.
I guess for ladies on the road a lot.
Mad Maxine. How about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Mad Maxine Road Warrior.
Yeah, that's right. From the Mad Max series.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. 1891, the first gasoline-powered car debuted, Springfield, Mass, on this date tomorrow, 1891. 1903, the first Western movie, Kit Carson, opened throughout the U.S., 21 minutes long.
You're talking to a long-lost relative.
I know.
Of Kit Carson.
Of Kit Carson, mm-hmm. Yes. I was hoping you'd say that. Do you remember what that lineage is?
It's on my mom's side, and I think my grandmother, on that side, like great-great-great-grandmother was married, I think, to Kit Carson.
Wow.
And then so on and so forth.
I didn't know that.
Something like that. It's something like that. I don't know it exactly.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah.
That's way cool.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching this on TV. The year was 1973. Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs in the Battle of Sexes tennis match at the Houston Astrodome. I watched that on TV. I remember that. It's one of those things you remember doing.
Yeah, that
I don't know why,
we don't get a lot of those anymore.
Yeah, what's that?
We don't get a lot of those like made for.
Yeah, she
not
TV.
She
but not
you
only
know what I
mean. Beat him. She whomped him.
Yeah,
pretty good.
We need more of those.
Yes.
I want more of those like one match made. We get a lot of those in boxing now.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
What woman and what man would you match up on the tennis court.
Well, so I wouldn't do tennis. I do think there is an argument to be made that Asia Wilson, she is a basketball player for the Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah.
She could beat a couple of NBA players.
Yeah.
I think she could throw down with a couple of NBA players. Yeah. I think she's a good pick. I mean Serena was a legend. I wish we would have gotten a matchup with Serena and somebody.
Right.
Just to see. But right. I don't know. Honestly, if you're it's harder now to do it because you're kind of just in a lose-lose situation regardless with all the talk of what will happen with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You couldn't do it because it would just get so political.
Unfortunately charged.
It would be a mess.
Yeah.
It would be. Unfortunately.
Maybe golf?
But I remember that. She whomped him.
Yeah.
I was cheering for her, man. I wanted her to beat him. She did. Handily. 1998, Cal Ripken Jr., Baltimore Orioles. 2,632 consecutive games, James. Okay? He said, I think I'm going to take the day off.
This was Cal Ripken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did. He just took the game off. 2,632. And he just went, I think I'll take the day off.
That's 20 years of playing baseball. Eventually, you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. I know. He probably just walked in the locker room and said, I'm not going to play tonight.
One of my absolute favorite funny conspiracy theories, it involves his Iron Man record with the Baltimore Orioles. So I can't remember when it was. I think it was in the mid-90s, if I remember correctly. But Baltimore was at home. They were playing somebody. And he was on his way to the field, and he had to turn around, go back home. I think he forgot like his glove or something like that.
Okay.
And he was going to make it, even if he turned around and went back. He was going to make it just fine.
All right.
But the conspiracy theory goes like this. As he turned around and as he was driving back to to his house, he caught Kevin Costner, famous legendary actor, was cheating. His wife was cheating with Kevin Costner. So, as every normal human being, I guess, do, Cal Ripken beat up Kevin Costner.
Oh,
broke his
hand.
Oh, wow. Didn't break his hand, but he beat him up and made him late for the game. So what Baltimore did, and this is a real thing that happened, this part of it is, there was a power outage at the field. So they had to delay the game. So essentially, the bigger part of the conspiracy theory is Baltimore, essentially, the Orioles organization, essentially shut off the power to the field so that they could delay the game for Cal Ripken to be able to come back to the field and continue his Iron Man streak.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. How about that?
Wow, James, that was a lot of info.
I read that on long ago on my podcast as one of my favorite conspiracy theories about baseball.
Well, all right. Well, very good. Today is bakery day. Today, it is gibberish day.
Sure.
Yeah.
What I just did was a lot of gibberish.
There might have been some gibberish in there. I don't know. Today's punch day.
There was no other power outage in Baltimore that day. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. String cheese day. We get to enjoy string cheese.
Sure.
Yeah. Your Aunt Jill brings them all the time. String cheese in the refrigerator.
I have string cheese every day.
I know, man. It's just, we get string cheese supplied. I love it. Let's see. Sunday. Let's see. What's tomorrow? Oh, Sunday is Big Whopper Liar Day.
Sure.
Okay. It's also Batman Day.
Okay.
Miniature golf. Boy, I haven't played miniature golf for a long time.
You know what? Honestly, I wish we had one here. I don't know how well it would work, but.
I remember the Joy Golf we used to have here.
Mini golf. Regular golf. No such thing as Joy, you know?
That was the name of it, Joy's Miniature Golf.
So. Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, I believe that was it.
I didn't know we had one.
Gary Joy, yes.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yep.
Get it back.
Yeah. Gymnastics Day is Sunday.
Sure.
Thank a Police Officer Day. Yeah.
Absolutely. On Sunday.
Absolutely. So, there you go. Singles Day. There you go. Didn't we just have Singles Day?
I thought Singles Day was yesterday.
Well, I guess we're going to have it on Sunday, too.
Sure. Why not?
Responsible Dog Owners Day. Yeah, no kidding.
That should be every day.
That should be every day. Hey, this is way cool. Sunday marks the 55th anniversary. 1970, launch of Monday Night Football on ABC.
Mm.
The Browns beat the Jets. Keith Jackson, Oof. Don Meredith, Howard Cosell. Man, there was nothing better than
those guys.
Oh, man.
That may have been a good matchup back then, but now imagine that matchup today. Woof. That's a bad launch.
Yeah. But.
Ain't nobody watching that game today.
Keith Jackson. Whoa, Nelly! He used to do that on college football.
Go.
You know,
there's an impression.
He'd go off on that. I just loved Keith Jackson. God rest his soul.
Yeah, he was a
Dandy Don Meredith, Howard Cosell. Yeah, those were the days.
Keith Jackson's had a couple of very famous calls in college football.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite college football announcers, Keith Jackson.
There's a couple of those guys that you kind of are just synonymous with the sport.
Yes.
For me, it's for college football anyways, mine's Brett Musburger because he did lot of the primetime games for college football when I was growing up.
Yeah.
So he's that one for me.
All right. Good stuff. Jackpot for tonight, James. Mega Millions. $423 million. Better go buy a...
$423 million.
Better go buy it.
I guess that Hole in One question yesterday. I'm going to have to...
Go buy a ticket.
Go buy a ticket.
Okay. While James, ice cream is the most popular dessert, what's number two? I would have never guessed this.
Brownies.
No. Jell-O.
Okay. See, Jell-O's weird. I don't know if I count that as a dessert.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's like a snack for me.
It is. And today, James, September 21st, an unofficial holiday celebrating the band 1978 iconic hit. Los Angeles City Council officially recognized him this date in 2019 to honor the band's contribution. Today, the unofficial holiday of Earth, Wind, and Fire's September.
Yeah. Let's do it, right?
My dad,
might as well play it.
My dad and mom's first date was at this song. Not a joke. That's real.
8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.